Bruce Aronson, who has lived in town since 1979, was honored with the Jack Green Volunteer Citizen Award, named for a former Park City mayor. He was nominated in a letter from Insa Reben, director of Recycle Utah. The MC for the awards, Bob Richer, read her letter, which also came with Reben's stage directions.
Park City has the best darn little recycling center in the West, with the friendliest crew, especially on dumpster days, thanks to our star volunteer, Bruce Erickson. Yay, Bruce! Bob, you have to say that with gusto. Yay, Bruce!
Erickson served four terms on the City Planning Commission. Jim Heyer, also a former planning commissioner, recalled how Erickson was a leader in forging the development agreement for the controversial Flagstaff project.
When we would sit there and listen to applicants plead their case, we would sit there and listen to the anti-applicants plead their case. Everybody would put in their 2 cents worth. And the meeting would kind of come to a lull, and then everybody looked to Bruce, and Bruce would summarize everything that went on and come up with the exact conditions of approval and findings of fact to make the whole thing work. He did it with a great deal of, respect for both the applicant, the people that came and were opposed to whatever was going on, and the city staff, who frequently get abused from time to time.
In his remarks, Erickson said he was fortunate to guard the past as president of the Glenwood Cemetery Association, to manage the present on Planning Commission, and to help the future as a board member and volunteer at Recycle Utah. To explain how he got involved in Park City, he used a movie analogy.
As you heard in my bio, I get a chance to go to resort towns all the way around the world. And that gives me a great, fabulous working knowledge of hotel rooms. And so, how did I get here? Well, one of my favorite hotel room scenes comes out of the movie Apocalypse Now, and maybe only the veterans know this movie, but Captain Willard says, "I'm here a week now, waiting for a mission. And for my sins, they gave me one, and I never want another." So that's how it is. For my sins, I got a mission.
At Recycle Utah, he joked that he's the chief curmudgeon officer.
So what do I do for INSA as curmudgeon officer? I'm really kind of a cross between being a scientist and knowing the difference between aluminum cans and aluminum foil and the 7 different kinds of plastics. So partly being a scientist and then partly being kind of like a TSA agent at the airport. "Pardon me, ma'am, what's in that plastic bag? Are you really sure that paint is dry? You didn't really put that mercury in the battery box. I saw you." So you can get a pretty good idea. And the third part of that job out there is I've got a really good idea who has a big party every weekend because I know how many bottles get received.
Bruce Erickson, Rotary's Volunteer Citizen of the Year for 2014. The Professional Citizen honor went to Mike Lewers, director of the Snyderville Reclamation District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.